So let's review. In the Gemara, in the previous daf, discussed the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva regarding tashlumi nezek, the sort of idis fields with which the mazik must reimburse the nizik. Rabbi Shmuel holds b'de nizik sheminan. The quality of idis is assessed according to the nizik's properties. Therefore, the mazik can pay even with his ziburis field if its quality equals the nizik's idis field. While Rabbi Kiva holds b'de mazik sheminan. The quality of idis is assessed according to the mazik's properties, and the mazik must pay with his idis field. And Rabbi Kiva concludes with v'kavachaim lehekdesh. This certainly applies to hekdesh. The Gemara explains that this is actually a second machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva regarding shershel hedyid shenogach leshershel hekdesh. If an ox of a person gore the ox of hekdesh, Rabbi Shmuel holds pater mitashlum. The owner of the ox is not liable to compensate hekdesh at all, because the pasuk states v'chiyiga v'shar ish eshay re'ehu v'loy shel hekdesh. The word re'ehu is exclusive l'kula, and that one is only obligated to pay for the share of his friend, but not for the share of hekdesh. While Rabbi Kiva holds chayv b'tashlumin, the owner of the ox is liable to compensate hekdesh, because he concurs with Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who holds re'ehu b'loy shel hekdesh. The word re'ehu is exclusive l'chumra, and that for the share of his friend he only pays chatzi nezik for a tam, and nezik shalom only for a mu'ud. But for the share of hekdesh, bein tam uvein mu'ud mishalom nezik shalom. He pays nezik shalom regardless whether it was a tam or a mu'ud. And this is what Rabbi Kiva meant when he said v'kavachayim lehekdesh. The halach of meitiv certainly applies to hekdesh as well. The Gemara continues, Rami le'abaya le'rava. There seems to be an apparent contradiction between two pesukim that refer to tashlumi nezik. One pasuk states, meitiv sedehu meitiv karmi shalom, meitiv in midachrini loy. Only idis fields are acceptable for tashlumi nezik, but not anything else. While another pasuk states, kesef yashav levalov. The word yashav is superfluous and teaches l'rabba shav kesef afilasubin. Any item of value, even ziburis such as bran, is acceptable for tashlumi nezik. The Gemara offers several explanations. Kamidaitu kamba karchai. If the mazik voluntarily pays the nizik, any shav kesef is acceptable. But if bezdin compels the mazik to pay the nizik, only meitav is acceptable. Abaya, however, rejects this explanation because miksev yeshulam yeshalam ksev midaitu mashma. The word yeshalim in the pasuk of meitav implies that even midaito he must give meitav. Abaya therefore explains that both pesukim refer to karka and can be understood in the following scenario. To be yomi nisan yikra arasa. During the spring month of Nisan, the price for land is generally more expensive because, as Rashi explains, shalikeach oisin zerin v'chayrish, the buyer can immediately plow and sow the field. While b'yomi tishrei zil arasa, during the full month of Tishrei, the price for land is generally cheaper. The buyer cannot sell the field until next year. Therefore, if a hezek occurred during Tishrei, and the karka's value is assessed according to the current lower price of Tishrei, the nizik gains, because he will get a larger parcel of land, and he can sell it now for the amount of the hezek, or hold it until the spring when it will increase in value. However, if the karka's value is assessed at the projected higher price of Nisan, the nizik loses, because he will get a smaller parcel of land, and he cannot sell it now for the amount of the hezek, he must wait until the spring to recover his loss. Therefore, the pasuk Meitav Sedeyu Yishalim teaches that Ishaklas Kedinach, if the nizik chooses the idis land to which he's entitled, Shakal Kedahashta, the karka must be assessed at the current lower price of Tishrei because it must be Meitav to his advantage. While the pasuk Yashav L'Rabba Shabbat Kesef teaches that V'i'amale Ihu Havli Beinis Tvei Purta, if the nizik chooses to forgo the idis and instead wants to be reimbursed with a larger parcel of beinis land to which he is not entitled, which is comparable to subin, the karka can be assessed at its projected higher price of nisan because the karka is considered shav kesef of the amount of the hezek since the price will increase in nisan. The Gemara, however, rejects this explanation because imkain harata koychan shal nizakin etzel beinis v'ziburis. If the nizik is entitled to even idis, then he's certainly entitled to beinis and ziburis as well. Kedahashta, the karka must be worth the amount of the hezek today. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that regarding nizakin, the karka must be assessed kedahashta according to current prices, regardless of whether it was idis and ziburis. And only regarding a woman collecting her ksuba can it be assessed kiyukra delikamei according to the future prices as follows. Kesubas isha dina b'ziburis. If a woman chooses to accept ziburis for a ksuba, to which she is entitled, the ziburis must be assessed kedahashta at the current low price. However, v'i amrle ihi havli beinis batzapurta, if she instead chooses to receive a smaller parcel of beinis land to which she is not entitled, the karka is assessed ki yukar delekameh at the future high price. David the Gemara continues with other explanations of the two psukim. Rava says there is actually no contradiction. Yashiv l'rabba shel bekesef indeed teaches that he can pay with any type of assets. However, Meitiv Sedeu Yisham teaches that kol the yahiv le, mi meitiv le sev le, whatever he gives must be the best of its kind that he has. The Gemara rejects this as well because Meitiv Sedeu Yisham indicates that Meitiv applies only to Sedeu, only to fields. Therefore, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua explain as follows. Yashiv l'rabba shel bekesef teaches that if the mazik reimburses with metaltalin, movable assets, shavakesef afelasubin, he can pay with any quality because kol mili meitavu. All metalim, even ziburis, are considered meitav because even if the nizik cannot sell it in one place, he can transport it and sell it elsewhere. And meitav sedeu Yushalim teaches, however, that if the mazik reimburses it with karka, meitav sedeu in midach v'niloi. The lace of leim meitav kihicha delikvatz ala zvina. The mazik must give only idis to enable the nizik to sell it easily, and they cannot give ziburis because land cannot be transported elsewhere.